Consider the Womb, with lines from Ava Cruciel, Nicole W. Lee, and the Babylonian Talmud. Consider womb as a bird, uterine lining lifting a wing as it rots the pink walls. Consider womb as a flickering candle. There has to be somewhere from where words are born. If they're born, do we mother them? I'm not sure if I mother the words or if they mother me. I want to push books from my cervix. Consider levees and dams can't contain the red mind of the storm. Consider sex as a contract between two menstrual parties. I dream of our daughter a fourth night. Now she is learning to speak. There are words born from her too, from her non-existence. Consider blood loves its own wickedness. Blood turns new wine sour. Blood barrens a crop. Blood clouds the mirrors and blunts the knife blades. Consider milk is forbidden to the bleeding. Consider that those who bleed are not only women. Bees fall victim to the odor of menses, drop from their hives. Iron and bronze become groggy and rust-eyed in the presence of matter discharged from the uterus. Consider a place where the unbirthed babies live out their days. It might be better than this savage world. As a result of sexual pollution, a man vomits persistently. As a result of childlessness, a woman becomes a goat. Fecundity, what is it? Vault, octopus, womb. Thesaurus, a place that births words. On thesaurus.com, womb can mean hollow or void, chasm or cavity. For God's sake, it can mean hiatus or tabula rasa, interior, viscera, matrix or source, uterus, incubator, ink blot scribed by goat mothers. Consider guilt as a womb. Consider the red badge of shame. Even my brother says to me, I can't help feeling medieval about it, the end of our line. In my tradition, sexual abstinence flows after blood. In Hebrew, dam is one half of the word for Adam, human being. Maybe as the child of immigrant children of immigrants, womb is the forgotten country, or the forged country. Sangre in Spanish from Latin, sanguine, meaning ruddy or optimistic. Maybe I'm considering not having a child, so I'll always have something to write about. Words born from the womb of the mind. After we've all read Mary Douglas, after reading Nicole, if earth is female and we return to the dirt, is death a mother? Consider fecundity as the persistence of question. The question, what is a womb? Opal, birthstone of October, feels like a womb, glittered and dense, but clear like the ocean. Ocean, birthplace of sentience, feels like a womb, bellied and blue and delivering mystery. Miriam, prophetess, her fingers making a pilgrimage through my hair, through the hairs of song that slip from my throat. Torah is silent about both her marriage and children. She gave birth to singing, crossing a sea in the desert. Was it enough? Consider womb as a song. Consider a prophetess, her mouth open, leading her people to freedom.